A person who's brought into a jail where the MorphoTouch fast ID equipment is being used puts both index fingers on a part of what looks like a cell phone. Their fingerprint information is scanned electronically into a database of the million sets of fingerprints in the state's computerized database. Attorney General Lautenschlager says the fast ID system sends back a match within minutes if the fingerprints are already in the system. It helps eliminate false identification.
Oftentimes the temptation is for somebody to lie about their identity, particularly if that somebody has warrants out for his or her arrest. And by having this fingerprint system in place, I think, first of all, it decreases the chances that somebody will lie. But secondly, it increases our chances of being able to find out who the person really is.
Eau Claire County Sheriff Ron Kramer says false names have been a problem in his county.
We've had people go through the criminal justice system under an assumed name, assumed date of birth, and get convicted and get almost to sentencing, and we ended up identifying them by other means, but they were in our jail for over 6 months under a false name.
Kramer says this device will speed up processing the 5,500 people who come into the Eau Claire criminal justice system every year.
Their information will be transferred back here to
in the Eau Claire County Jail, Captain Dan Brezina demonstrates how the system works with a volunteer. After both index fingers are pressed on the fast ID device, it only takes a minute to get results.
Once your finger's put on there, it'll electronically monitor whether it's a good enough fingerprint. It'll scan it and accept it, and you can kind of move on through the entire system. Now, the information that comes back, it won't give the person's name, but it'll give a state ID number, and there was no match for you in the system, which is a good thing, because you've never been arrested before in Wisconsin.
Attorney General Lautenschlager says if there is a match, the system will give jailers information about the level of security needed, and it will also minimize the chance of false imprisonment due to identity theft. However, Dan Brezina says the flaw in the system is that the Wisconsin database isn't connected to the databases in other states or the FBI, and many of the prisoners of this jail are from other states. As far as funding, these first 35 devices were paid for by a federal grant. State lawmakers will have to fund the extra 20 that are needed in the state. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.